that. Okay, thank you. We are in Simen Kufsamach Beis Hilchos Tefila. So now, when the woman goes to Mikvah, Tzarech Lamed Etzla Isha Yehudis, she needs to have a Jewish lady. All right. Gedayla, who's above, it's not a size, meaning above, Yosim Yud Beis Shana V'yam Echad, more than 12 years old. Shatira Shale Yishar Misa'ar Reisha Tzaf Apnei Mayim. This is the main reason why you need a mikvah lady. Not because she has to check her body to see if this chatzitz is it. No, it's to make sure that the hair goes under the water. Chassidim, who shave their head, are going to be more makel on this. All right? And some Paiskim say, Taka, a woman should not, even by the litvah, should not grow, have their hair grow long. Fine. If there's no woman there, the husband could also be the shomer, even though he's not allowed to see her undressed, right? But here we're not chayshet that he's going to be nichshol if he could wait, control himself, and wait a few minutes once she's tar. So we're not chayshet that he's going to touch her when she's tummy. Also, the way it works with most mikvahs is they're not really seeing the woman undressed. Even the mikvah lady's not seeing. What they do is they hold up the woman's robe or a towel, and the woman walks into the mikvah, and then the mikvah lady puts down the towel, looks to see her. She just sees her head, and then she dunks, and then the mikvah lady says, fine, and then she hides behind the towel, and she walks out of the mikvah again. Right? Or she leaves the mikvah, and then the woman comes out. Whatever, there's different ways of doing it. Because some women get very stressed out, and there's ways that can be done that it's not so embarrassing for the woman if the woman is embarrassed. Fine. Zayin, mutaras litvah b'leil Shabbos. You're allowed to go to mikvah Friday night. Meaning, she can go to mikvah Friday night if that's her night to be tov. But let's say tonight was her mikvah, like Thursday night, and she decided not to go because she had a wedding or whatever, then she's really not allowed to go Friday night, even though we're not really makbid on that din, but that's the main din. Of the main by the here, but if her husband if her husband is not in the city, that right, which means that there's no mitzvah that's gonna be done. Right? There's no mitzvah that's gonna be done. So then she was able to go to mikvah first. Asura litva b'lel Shabbos, then she can't be toivel on lel Shabbos because it's not so simple to be toivel on lel Shabbos. There are places that say you cannot go to the mikvah on Friday night because you're not supposed to go into hot water and all the other issues of when you go into a bath. And if it's after birth, then there's different dinim if she can go to the mikvah Friday night. And if the woman's it's time to go to the mikvah came earlier. But she didn't go to the mikvah because her husband wasn't home. And the husband came home with her Shabbos. There are those that are machmir. She can't go because even though she didn't go Thursday night because her husband wasn't there, but Lemaisa, she could have gone and she pushed it off. If there's no set minute, then it shouldn't be machmir. And if you can't go Friday nights, and then going with Shabbos also, you shouldn't do because the mikvah prep is a problem. Because if you prep on Friday, it's a day and change between the prep and the mikvah. And if you prep with Shabbos, we're afraid that you didn't do it well because, again, back then they didn't have electricity. So it wasn't so simple to prep in the pitch dark. A widow that got married, she can't go to the mikvah Friday night, the first tefillah of the marriage. A couple in a second marriage cannot have the first bia on Friday night because it's a kinyan, and you can't do the kinyan. But there are those that are making matzah Shabbos. Now, as it pertains to a woman going to mikvah when the husband's not home, so really she could go to the mikvah. The Kabbalists have a shtickle issue. So some say she should sleep with a knife under her pillow. Some say she should sleep with an article of clothing from her husband. Some don't care. And some say just don't go to the mikvah. Now, most Paiskim I spoke to say that at least she should go the night before he comes home. Right? So she doesn't have to deal with the whole being usher once he comes home. After she toivels, when she's standing in the water, she should say a bracha, shake the shalom, and say, so it's when all a tila. And she should be machmer that before the bracha, she should cover herself, her body, with a mitfachas, with a cloth, or l'chol hapachas techabek zrayaseh al gufa, l'hafsik, she should wrap her arms around her to make a hefsik, like sort of like a gartel. Like the stakel says, "Chamayim b'shoshim mevarechas," and she shouldn't be looking in the water when she makes the bracha. V'im tevel, because it's a bracha, and you shouldn't make a bracha in front of Arab. V'im tevel is from makom shetucha lakar zamayim v'ragla, and if she is tevel in a place where she can, swish around the water with her feet to fog it up, tevel lasses kain kana bracha. It's best to do that before the bracha too. Yesh noyeg shelachar bracha tevelas oid pamachas. There are those that are noyeg to after the bracha they tevel again. Uminig nochenu. That's a good idea. Rak tashkiach shegama tefilas shniyah tiyek ohegem. But the second tefila should also be proper. And then most women dunk at least the third time. Now Sfardim don't do this. Sfardim make the bracha before going into the mikvah, and then they go to the mikvah because every bracha you're supposed to do before you do the mitzvah. But the same way, but the Ashkenazim, we make the bracha on the Tilsidayim after the hands are washed because we want to, and why not make a bracha after the hands are clean? The same thing for Ashkenazim with the mikvah. Let her dunk first and then she's clean, then she makes the bracha. But then she toivels again just in case the first one was no good, and then at least she has the bracha before the first, or whatever the cheshbonos are, why she should toivel again. Test. Lacha she toivel. After she toivels herself keroi, she can go into a bathhouse to get warm. Even if it's a schwitz, like she'll sweat. Bambati, but to go take a bath, yesh oisrim, there are those that aser, and the reason is because of the Mishnah and Shabbos that says they were afraid, the Chum were afraid that if you're going to take a shower after the mikvah, especially their mikvah is very dirty, then women are going to start thinking that the shower is what makes her tar, not the mikvah, and that's a problem. But to pour water on herself, you could be mekel. If it's the community meaning not to do this, you shouldn't be mekel. So Ramosha in the Tshuva writes that a woman should not shower for 24 hours after going to the mikvah. I never heard of anybody really holding that. Most Paiskim say that as long as she comes home and shows her husband that she's no longer a nida, then she could jump in the shower. And there are those that are mekel that you can jump in the shower even in the mikveh itself, but that's already much harder kula to come by. Yud, yesh li shali is tnuah betfilas laser lel tfilas. A woman should be tnuah with her tefillah to keep it quiet. But like say b'nei abriyah shalei yagishu b'nei adam, she shouldn't walk in front of people that people shouldn't know about. And bishen oisa kain, and somebody who doesn't do that, and woman just doesn't care to hide it. Nemar leah or shoychivim kol behema. Curse to somebody who sleeps with behema. Oid yesh lo lizar shekateitim in at tefillah shetivka b'chaverta v'tigavo. When she leaves the mikvah, this is why the mikvah ladies touch her, because you want to touch somebody kosher. Shalayifka batchila davar tami. You don't want it to first meet a davar tami. Obviously, this is like Kabbalah daka stuff. Ben kelav chamor chazir oisusam mitzayra, like a dog or a chamor or a pig. Ukiyotz ben oyam oretz, or to even meet an amoretz. Right? Ben pogo badvarim elu. And if she does meet these things, zimi yirei shemayim tasa v'titul. If she's a real yirei shemayim, she should go back to the mikvah. Right? Obviously, without a bracha. Misha poga ve'isha sheyotzes min ha'tefila. If a man meets a woman who's leaving the mikvah, ikal amechash chas v'shon l'takola. So you have to be worried about takola because he's thinking, oh, she went to the mikvah. And you can imagine what the thoughts go through about takona. He sheyamer beis psukim elu. The takona is that he should say these two psukim. Sheikh v'puzan and divin ve'yasim besoyu loy dorach. Right? That Hashem pours out his anger on the wealthy, and he makes them wander around in a place with no streets. Shayfei buzan nedivim maziach afikim rifa. Right? I don't know anybody's going to remember this psukim. I certainly won't. Right? That he pours anger on this, and he and maziach afikim rifa, and he loosens the belt of the strong. Okay, exactly what that means, I don't know, but when it pertains to hiding the mikvah, that bandalichat tefillah, one should try and hide the mikvah. But this comes up with Friday night, right? But if people figure out that she goes to the mikveh because she's not wearing makeup, like I have somebody who has a simcha this week. I think I have a few people similarly, and the husband said, "You should not go." What was his cheshbon? She should not go to the bar mitzvah because she's not going to be wearing makeup, and mamela, everybody's going to chop. She went to the mikveh. And she says, "So what?" So they chop. He says, "No, it's not tznius." Well, he was incorrect on this because if people figure it out, they figure it out. That's fine. That's not a lack of tzinius. The same thing as goes to telling a friend to come babysit or to tell a parent that you want to be by their house or an in-law. That's not considered a lack of tzinius. Yud Aleph, l'chamim es mea mikvah, to heat up the mikvah, yesh ha'isrin, there are those that say it's aser. Meaning bechlal, this is even during the week, because then people, women are going to think, oh, I'm just going to take a bath, and any bathhouse works as a mikvah. Yesh matirin, those that are matir, u'kvar nispasha, the minig b'harim mekam is leheter. That's obviously the minig nowadays. Aval makom she'ein minig ein lahakel, but if there's no minig, then you should not be mekel to have a heated mikvah. It's another thing that we're a little bit more makel on. You got to make sure that on a Friday night it's not boiling hot water, not boiling, but hot water, because that's in different. It's that's an issue with going into hot mikvahs on Shabbos. So you should make sure it's a little cooler. Okay, that is round one.